Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformational Self-Help. I am your host, Wilhelmina, and my new topics of discussion are coming from my books that I've been writing over the years, Signs of Having Demonic Spirits Riding Your Back, and also there will be episodes presented which aren't a part of this book as the Holy Spirit leads me to here are seasons dedicated to serving our children through my Bible explorations for children. Happy, blessed, prosperous new year to all of my first time and returning listeners. As we have transitioned into 2022, it is the perfect opportunity for rethinking, reshaping, to keep moving forward. There's no need for looking back to the things that had happened in 2021, unless it's to reflect upon, learn from it, because it is the past and you can't undo or change anything about it. Looking back will hinder you from going forward. Today's episode is titled Supernatural Support. Have you realized that there are things that you believe you could do without God, but are unable to do? If you really think about it, there are doors that you've been trying to unlock but weren't able to until God closed the doors to your past, such as that promotion, buying property, even finding that relationship you were so desiring. God is doing the search for you, and He knows what is best for you. Doesn't it seem and look like we need God's support? That's because some things we need requires special services and special delivery in order to get them to us. Here's an example to prove that without God, we could do nothing and that He is our only source. It takes a supernatural love for doing the kind of work I am specializing in. For me, the doors of opportunity had opened up while God was closing doors no longer of use. The company I work for adventures me out into an unfamiliar skill, which has given me the opportunity to learn another culture of study. And when I was presented the assignment, I said yes, going in blinded, but my faith in where this would take me caused me to learn more about this culture's identity. The title of my position for my job is a direct support specialist. Think about my title. God didn't just give me any title, and the individual I work with has special needs. We have. But before you can support someone else, you have to become qualified, not by man, but by God. He determines when you will be, where you are needed, and what area of specialty you will be serving. God knows exactly when we are ready to accept the next level of challenges. So before He has us walk into it, He tests our faith and prepares our mindset for the challenge. While He prepares us to weather any storm that comes our way, we ought to keep in mind that we are to humble ourselves. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. This is a scripture that is found in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. There is no stepping out of alignment, meaning to make sure we are staying in our own lane and not rushing to get there sooner, and patience is one of the main ingredients towards leveling up. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. This is another scripture found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 25. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. It's another scripture found in Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. This is the last scripture, which is found in James, chapter 1. Verse 3. If that's not enough for you, then you're going to have to search the word even more to go deeper, because when you're patient, Everything has its perfect turn. So without God as your supernatural support, you will just keep rolling in cycles. Supernatural support is essential to our prosperity as water is to the body. When you're thinking you could do this without God's help, you better be ready for destruction headed your way, because you've just thought a way into a pause on receiving your instructions and your blessing. As we are moving into the next phase of the supernatural support episode, I would like to invite you to a prayer of confession of faith. Could you speak this with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes, dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are and my beliefs that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It's necessary that you be water baptized, which is the outward symbol that you have died to your old life and is brought up in the newness of Christ, and to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. You can find this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping this sin-infected world and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future will look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for you turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. If you're still thinking that what you've done in the past that has not worked out for you will work for you now and for your future, think again, because you can't pull from your past to add to what God has for you now. What God has for you in the now stays in the now, because that is where God is moving. And looking back hinders your prosperity and makes you not fit for the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." You will find this scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, the 0 to 5 seconds, now that you've heard it, the moment you decided to listen to this message became your appointed time as you were listening in on this podcast episode. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and do some soul searching to change what you're used to doing. If things hasn't turned out to be the way that you've expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of the comforts of rebellion, fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with and has made a home in your subconscious state of mind. Is no longer a security but a stunt to your prosperity growth. Just breathe in slowly and then step out on your faith with trusting God 100%. If you choose not to do so, is the way of choosing defeat over victory. And it's your way of saying, I'm going to keep my foot in heaven and the other in hell, so I don't miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me and have my fun too. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no one else to blame for that choice or decision but yourself. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you with double-minded thinking. This isn't possible. So stop listening to the enemy's lies. And just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. Ye are of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This scripture can be found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. You can't serve God and man, meaning you can't serve the world and try to do the things of God. You can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. Matthew chapter 6 is where you can find this scripture in verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and cost you more than physical things, which may seem of importance, but the greatest of them all, an eternity to go back to your rightful place, which is with God in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is one you might want to ponder. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You can find this in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit and soul will be returned to God. And there will your spirit stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. Your spirit and soul makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place no one wants to be. Also remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death. And it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can find this in the scriptures, the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally habitually practicing any habitual things which seems out of character, such as sexual immorality, any type of sex outside of marriage, adultery, having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage is a covenant or a partnership between you and the one you decided or chose to be in covenant with. Homosexuality falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. If you are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up, makes it fornication. Fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up, fornication, and papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. And another nasty habit is gossip, talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say using someone else's information as a conversation starter in, or to belittle or bully that person, etc. The list can go on and on. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, Your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis, mentally and emotionally. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of your Lord Jesus Christ. You can find this in scripture in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in scripture, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Narrow-minded thinking will have you in a place you don't want to be. This picture is bigger than you think. Take the time to research what is the spiritual and physical realms to get clarity on what is of most importance for your spirit and soul. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. The most important decision for you to make when thinking about oneself is to renew your mind with a new heart by receiving a spiritual transplant, meaning to change your mind. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place of uncertainty. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. Receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny. Be prepared to lead and stay erect, meaning standing firm on your faith and being watchful and staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You can find this scripture in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You know, like in algebra, you have an equation and it has the steps you must follow to obtain the solution. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism, receiving the Holy Spirit, is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life, your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may wonder if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication and prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit housed in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you, because earth is not your home, and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking the life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you.
Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God, it's life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates and its connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. As we are coming to an end, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and the Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds to get a reflection of how it would be when you stand before God and His extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden ways to become more aware of your sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Breaker Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, and have them download and register to listen. If you or they would like to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons, which is located in the app either at the top right or at the bottom to the left. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Thank you. And this concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive day.